It's Friday, April 26, 2024, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Sponsors are sought for a memorial fundraiser for officers Emily Breidenbach and Hunter Scheel. More than $60 million in federal funds has been awarded for household solar systems, and it's Drug Take-Back Day on Saturday. Good afternoon, I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. Sponsors are sought for an upcoming fundraiser honoring fallen police officers Emily Breidenbach and Hunter Scheel. AJ Honkery has a story.
On June 29th, the Blue Hill Sportsman's Club will be holding the Fallen Hero Memorial Trap Shoot. For $50, participants will receive two rounds of clay shooting, shells, a catered meal, and a door prize entry drawing. Proceeds from both the entry fees and gun raffles will be donated to the Chautauqua and Cameron Police Departments. Blue Hill Sportsman's Club Chairman of the Board Tim Chausse talks about how the event came together to honor two of the area's finest.
As a retired law enforcement officer, I felt it was important to show some love and respect to our first responders in the area after the tragedy last year, the death of Emily and Hunter. I've been working with Chief Ron Ambrositis from the Chautauqua Police Department to put this event together and also to raise money for both the Chautauqua and Cameron Police Departments.
The Fallen Hero Memorial Trap Shoot also features four levels of sponsorship opportunities, ranging from $100 to $500. Those interested in sponsoring or donating to the event, or would like more details, can visit bluehillsportsmans.club, or they can contact Chausse at 715-933-0125. I'm AJ Hockery.
A step forward for solar in Wisconsin, Sean Maloney plugs us in.
The state has been awarded $62 million in federal funding from the Solar for All grant to help fund solar systems for low and moderate income households. Governor Tony Evers' office says the cost of installing solar systems is among the barriers low-income residents face. A 5-kilowatt rooftop system in Wisconsin averages between $14,000 and $19,000 before tax credits and incentives. Funding for projects is anticipated to begin in late 2024 or early 2025. Solar power installations will help Wisconsin avoid almost 2 million tons of carbon dioxide emissions annually. That's according to the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Saturday is Drug Take-Back Day in Wisconsin. Bob Haig has a script.
The Wisconsin Department of Health Services says too often unused and expired medications find their way into the wrong hands. That's dangerous, sometimes tragic. Bringing unused and expired meds to Drug Take-Back Day collection sites protects you, your family, and your community. It's easy to participate. Just stop by a site and drop your items into a bin. No questions asked, and you can be in and out in minutes. You can find more information and a Drug Take-Back Day site near you at dhs.wisconsin.gov. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And that's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Friday.